Okay, so let's learn a little bit. Yeah, well, he's busy.
The last song, okay. You wanted to say the double Parsha, just Parsha's Tazria?
It's really only on Tazria.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue the Rambam. Hilchos Macholos Asuras Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, Chapter 6, Law 1.
That's fine. It's there.
Okay, we're going to now go into the Isser of Dam. The Isser of Blood is the next topic that we're doing with today. Aleph. Ha'ochel Kezayis Min Hadam. If a person eats, really drinks, but...
So or just eat,
yeah, but the Hebrew word is ochel. Ochel usually means to eat. You'll see. If you eat a kezayis of blood, bimezid, intentionally, chayiv kares. You're supposed to get kares. So there's a lot to talk about on this first line. Because what in the first line strikes you as odd?
Well, firstly, you don't eat blood, you usually drink it.
Okay, and then when we deal with prohibited liquids, what would the shear be?
A revise.
Oh.
With liquids, carries a shear of revise. It's a liquid measure. Kezias is a solid measure.
It's congealed?
But we're drinking blood. But it says we're eating blood. So what's going on over here? So this is the problem. So the reason is, because look at the way the Torah writes it. We can't be any more clever than God was in his Torah. And let me tell you what it says in the Pasuk. It says, Kol nefesh asher tochal kol dom. Any soul that eats blood. It doesn't say drinks blood, it says eats blood. Gets kares. Right? So therefore... And another verse as well, later on in Vayikra. It says, Domohu kaloch lov yichares. It's his blood, and whoever eats the blood will get kares. And we know whenever we say eating always is a shear of kezias. Okay? So therefore, that's where we get this idea of kezias is over there. Okay? So therefore, that's why since God wrote it, even though he should have wrote whoever drinks blood, for whatever reason, God wrote it as eating blood, and he created it as an eating type of an iser, as opposed to a drinking type of an iser, and therefore the shear is a kezias. The question is, how am I going to measure a kezias of a liquid measure? And the answer is very easy. You take a cup of blood, drop an egg into the blood, whatever gets dispelled, that's the kezias of blood. And that's how you get a kezias of blood. Which I don't know.
Is it because you're going to do this while you're eating the meat?
Well, usually it's pretty rare. But you could drink a cup of blood. You know, but most people, besides vampires, you know, that don't exist, usually consume blood in the course of eating. It's generally an eating avera. It's pretty rare for people, even the most grotesque people in the world don't drink blood. But they do eat blood, as we will see. All you have to do is not salt your meat, and you have a nice rib steak that's got blood in it, right? And that's the isser. So usually the isser of blood happens through eating. But it's not limited to it. It could be through drinking as well.
Isn't the meat red because of the blood?
No. Okay, well, we'll have to discuss.
That's myoglobin.
That's mohol. That's what it's called, mohol. It's a red liquid. That's what Gemara calls it, mohol.
I know, but I'm just telling you.
It's like a red liquid that's not the blood. There's the blood, but that goes out. When we salt the meat, the blood, the real blood goes out. It's the residual.
The meat red isn't blood?
It's the real.
It's nothing to do with blood.
It's the residuals from the meat.
Does it work out to be less than muscle tissue or more when you displace the...
I don't know.
I get in my classes mixed up, but didn't we learn yesterday with Mordechai about shechting a cow?
We're going to talk about it.
But that it looks good if there's lots of blood around.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
So it's fresh. Was that this class or the other class?
Not this class. It had to be Maury's class.
Sam, what's that?
We'll talk about it. It's different bloods.
Don't ask Sam.
Not all bloods are created equal, as they say.
No, it was.
Yeah,
I know I didn't teach that.
Not
all bloods are created equal.
Okay.
And he's going to discuss it. We're going to discuss all his bloods. But that's the first point to understand, that it just jumps at you. It's the shear is kezayis and not revis. Okay, that's number one. Okay, and if you do it b'mezid, intentionally, you get karis. Now, how does that happen? Well, that happens only if you do it and nobody warned you.
Yeah.
Right? Right? Because if they warn you, what happens if they warn you? What happens? They warn you. Don't you dare eat that piece of meat with blood in it because you're going to transgress the very eating blood and you did it anyway, so what happens to you? No? Tell me. It's a lash. You get lashed.
Lashes.
Yeah, but once you get lashed, what doesn't happen to you?
Caries.
You don't get caries. Right? So it's better to get lashed. It's always better to get lashed. That's the kapara.
The first rule.
So if they tell you not to do it, you get lashed. And then you're not going to get any caries. If you think you're getting away with something, nobody saw you do it, well, then you're going to get stuck with the caries. And that's what the Rambam means over here. B'meis you to get caries. But what about Bishoga? What if you unintentionally, you didn't know the meat, you didn't know you didn't have to salt it, you thought you
Let's
could
say
do this.
You, somebody told you it was salted.
No, that would be, that would not be, that's an accident more, because you didn't.
That's me. That's Shogay.
If you bought it, it was a half.
Okay, you thought it had a problem. Okay, yeah. So maybe Chatas Kvi, you bring a regular Chatas. Korba Chatas. You gotta give a guy Karis for that, he wasn't intentionally doing it. Don't lash him, but he's gotta have some kind of punishment for the, you know, you should have been more careful with the Hechsher. So you bring a Korba Chatas. What?
Fixed.
Fixed. In other words, it's different Korba, a certain Chatas depends on how wealthy you are. There's a fixed one.
Doesn't matter if you're poor or wealthy.
It's same straight amount.
Across the board.
Now. V'davar mefurish b'Torah, it's explicitly written in the Torah, Shein achayev ela al kol dam behem achayev of bilvad. There's only blood, the only chayev for this business, when it's blood from a behema, a domesticated animal, or a chaya, a wild animal, or an oaf, a bird, that's it. And it doesn't matter if they're kosher species or not kosher species. Okay? How do we know this? Because it says shenemer, it's an overt pasuk. V'chol dam lo sochlu, and all blood you shall not eat. V'chol moshvo sechem, in all your dwelling places. La'of, regarding birds. V'la behema, and animals. Now, even though we say behema, we know a rule. V'chaya b'chol behema, and a wild beast can be included in the wording behema. How do we know this? Shenemar, because in another place in Dvarim, it uses the general word behema to include behema and chaya. As it says, Shenemar, Zosa behema asher tochelu, this is the behemas that you may eat. And they mention a shor, which is an ox, which is a behema, but then it says an ayil and a tzvi, a deer, which is a wild animal. So that's included in being called a behema. So when the Torah says you can't have the blood of a behema, it means behema is a broader term and includes a behema and a chaya. So now we've limited the prohibition of blood is only to behema, chaya, oaf, kosher or not kosher. That's what you're chaya for. So what are we excluding? Avoldam dogim v'chagavim ushkatzim uramashim v'dam ha'adam. But five different types of blood. Ain chayav malav mishum dam. You're not chayav dam. What are they? The blood of a fish, blood of a grasshopper, of shkatzim, of those insects, ramashim, the creepy crawlers, and the blood of a person.
So vampire's okay.
Blood of a person. You're not chayav because of blood, but we're going to see in a minute. By an adam, still rabbinically, you're not allowed to, as we'll see in a minute.
Yeah, because I was worried about, you know, all those. The stories we hear about blood libel, and then they say, well, we are so careful to check eggs, how could we ever drink human blood? But here, according to this, we would be more allowed to drink human blood than egg spots.
Although it's rabbinically not allowed anyway, as we'll see.
But it is different.
When we said kosher, not kosher, so what's the avera? Blood from a non-kosher and still not kosher, so which is it, the blood or the non-kosher?
Okay, we'll talk about that, but it's a separate issur for the blood. The blood is separate thing than the meat.
Twice?
No, it's for blood.
And what about
with ants? There's more.
No, no, you'll see.
Not kosher.
But it's not the prohibition is on the meat, not on the blood.
If you meet, eat
you'll see.
Blood,
you'll see. He's going to talk about it. But yes, if you have the meat and the blood,
yeah,
then they get two.
Yeah.
No. If you have a cup, of blood,
yeah,
then it's only one. But usually that's not how it's happening. You're having a piece of meat, and the meat's got blood in it, so now you've done two separate averos. You've eaten the meat which is not kosher, you're having the blood that's not kosher.
So a cup of snake blood
is okay.
Good.
Yeah, because that's included in the shkatzim and ramashim. Alright? Hold on there. Nope. So now, let's see what's going to happen now. Lefikach, therefore, dam dogim, blood of fish, v'chagovim, and grasshoppers, term that are kosher fish, kosher grasshoppers, the blood, mutar la'ocho. You're allowed to drink the blood. Now, lechatchila, you're allowed to. However, the Gemara explains only, you have to make sure that people realize it's fish blood and not any other kind of blood. And the Gemara says you put a couple scales. You know, some people have, liquor on the rocks. So you have your blood on the scales. Okay? You always have a couple scales floating in the blood. Then there's no problem. It won't be any Mara sign. Say, well, that's scale blood. It's fish blood. You don't have to worry about fish blood.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Okay. So in other words, these you're able to concoct in a way that you can tell that they're from a kosher source. And that's what he says. Va'afilu kenasa bakli. Even if you take all that liquid and just pour it into a little utensil, bishasa, and you drink it, mutar, it's permitted to do that. Vidam chagavim vidogim tmeim. But wait a minute. What if we're going to deal with the blood of a grasshopper or a fish that's not kosher now?
Shark's blood.
Now you got another problem. Usser, why? Mishum shuhu tamtsi skufam. It's really the blood is part of their bodies. Kachalev behemet tmei. Just like the milk of a not kosher animal. And therefore you can't have them. And you don't get lashed for it, right? But really, there's no isser dam, but rather it's an isser of the tamei thing. It's the tamei thing that's taking priority, then as opposed to the other thing.
So how's that deal with the blood of a non-kosher animal?
So he's not talking about that. He doesn't seem to be.
Well, dealing with the milk from a pig.
Maybe. We've already prohibited it anyway.
Okay. Milk from a pig.
We said we prohibited the meat, but not the blood.
Now we are prohibited the blood of a pig.
We said the blood of an animal you can't eat. We said kosher you can't eat kosher, not kosher. We said you can't have it.
That's right.
We said it right away. You can't have it.
That's at the beginning, Shelley.
Right away. It's the blood of that. But here we're taking the in terms of the blood.
Has
the
to be a
blood
fish.
Of this fish is okay. Blood in general is okay, but the problem is it's not kosher. Oh, now you got a problem of not kosher. Blood
part
is the problem. It's part of the not kosher. That becomes a problem. Vidam shkatzim, and we know the blood of shkatzim, those creepy crawlers, it's considered like their flesh. So even though it's not an isser blood, it's an isser of the eating the sheketz. So that you're not allowed to do. Okay, now let's talk about human blood. Even though we said human blood does not fall under this prohibition, still in all, Dama Adam Osir Medivre Sofrim, but rabbinically, the rabbis say you're not allowed to ingest it. Im Piresh, if it has separated itself, gone out from the human body. In other words, if you would, and we already learned what happens if you eat a person. We only said you're over an assay, right? Only over an assay. Mm-hmm. But the human being's got blood. Well, then now we're going to get you rabbinically on the blood too, but only, no, if it's in his arm, there's no problem with the blood on the arm. The problem is if it has gone out and it's got a pool of blood or something outside, you'll see in a minute, then it's a problem. But, so there's no problem. Blood in the body, you could ingest. There's no problem with blood. So theoretically, okay, the vampire who sucks your blood.
That's problematic.
Right? Well,
your neck, it's okay.
Well, if it's right in the neck itself, you're okay. If he sinks his teeth.
He sinks his teeth into you, then it hasn't gone out. So theoretically, the vampire, you know, has not transgressed anything. I mean, you know.
Well, that's why they did it that way.
You mean he was Jewish?
Yeah, Bella was Jewish. So anyway, but only when it goes out is it rabbinically prohibited. And then once you're going to drink that blood that's gone out, umakan lav makas martis, you get rabbinic lashes for that. Avol dam hashinayim, but blood that comes in the teeth, In other words, let's say you're brushing your teeth and blood's coming there that hasn't gone out of your body.
Or you bit your tongue.
So bolo, you can swallow it vein and you don't have to hold back from that. You're drinking blood.
And if you've got like a little cut on your
finger. Well, that's different. A cut on a finger has gone out of your body. So you can't have a cut and go like that. You shouldn't be able to do that.
Why is that different than on your gum?
Because the gum's in your mouth. It's in your mouth. It hasn't gone out of your body. It's in your mouth.
It's in the oral cavity, Paul.
It's inside of you. Your mouth is inside of you. Right? Blood, once it goes out of your finger, it's outside of your body. So if you got up, it's a little cut, go, that you can't do.
You're drawing it from...
It's already out. It's already out of. Now, I don't know if you want to, if I want to be the vampire and just suck it out, maybe it hasn't gone. I don't know. But that's what he's saying. But in your teeth, it's not a problem. Haray. Now, haray shenashach bapas. What if the guy bit into a piece of bread?
And there's blood on it now.
And let's say his tooth came out. And some blood is on the bread.
That's a problem.
Umatzah lehadam. Gorer es adam. You scrape away the blood from the piece of bread. Then you eat the bread. Sha'arei perash, because that blood has gone separated from the source, and therefore you have to not. You're not allowed to eat it. Okay.
Just back to the moment when the guy on his fingers, blood, he spits it out.
Then you're not drinking it. Then you're not drinking it. You didn't drink it.
So you spit it out your phone.
You didn't drink it. Drinking is you drink it and swallow. Just putting it in your mouth isn't drinking. Right? What if you put a piece of treif meat in your mouth, shoot and spit it out? You haven't really eaten it. So that'd be not a problem. So if you want to suck out the venomous poison and blood and spit it out, that would be okay. It'd be okay anyway to save a person's life. But either way, you're not swallowing, so that is okay. Okay, Gimel. Now we're going to get much more technical. I have a meeting anyway at 10 o'clock. It's not going to work tonight. Anyway, Gimel. Now, even though we've already discussed the chiyuv of kares, there's two things. There's a lav and there's a kares, but not all blood is created equal. We're going to find now. There's going to be two kinds of blood that's in our system. There's the blood that's called kidam hua nefesh, the blood that's the soul, the life force, what?
I'm sure I've talked about this recently too.
Okay, so this is what you're going to see now. We're going to see in this halacha, gimel and dalid, we're going to discriminate between two different types of blood. Gimel. Ein chayavim kares, the blood that you need to get kares on, is ela al dam hayotze bishash shchita unechira hatas zarosh. It's only the blood that comes when you shecht an animal, or you kill it, or you decapitate it, and that is the blood that's going to drain the life right out of the animal. Think about it. Why does the animal die when you shecht it? It's because the blood is going to come out. It's going
to
bleed.
To death.
It's going
to
bleed to death. And that blood is its life. Right? You need blood going through the circulatory system, right? That keeps you alive. Right? The blood keeps you alive. Right? When you shed the animal, that's what we call life blood. Alright? Now that's the kind of blood that goes with a car. You're going to wonder what other kind of blood is it?
Well, we just talked about this in the Gemara.
It means like it's arterial. It's,
in through the arteries.
Yeah. You said high blood pressure. It's spurting of it. Well,
yeah.
If you take blood from a vein, it's just...
Is that what you mean?
I think that's...
We were talking to Gemara with Mordechai about the snail. And we said there's parts of it that aren't part of its... That there's a separate sac of blood.
Right.
And that's different from the blood that flows through the bone.
I guess, same idea.
It's driving me nuts. Where did I learn that?
Okay, anyway, so that kind of blood, that is really like the life force blood. And that blood, what kind of blood? Not all of it. Kol's man sheish b'admimus, as long as it's really red. Right? You're gonna see there's gonna be, that's the real life force blood. But you're gonna see there's a moisture that comes out that's not really so red, and that's really not that kind of blood that's prohibited.
It means you'll arterial see. And venous, because arterial blood it has oxygen, so it's red.
Okay.
So when they cut the artery, it spurts out.
So that's red.
That's red, it's from the heart. The left ventricle.
Yeah.
And the dark blood is blood that's in the veins. So if you were to You know, if you go to the lab to take blood from you, it's more dark, and it just drips out. It's not under any pressure, because venous
pressure is not. So they're
both red. Both red, but it's different. One's bright red, and one's dark red.
Okay, thank you for that good articulation there. Okay, so it's the arterial blood. That's the life force. That's what's really keeping it alive, right?
Yes.
Ve'al hadam hakonus shebesoch halev. And also for that blood, and also for blood that is inside the heart, that's in the ventricles there, whatever. That's also a very important kind of blood. Ve'al dam hakaza, and also blood when you use leeches and you do what do you call it, the bloodletting. That blood, kolzman shuma kaleach, when it's going out fast, all right, with a flow, right? That's also, I guess, same kind of blood. Avoldam hashoseis, but the blood that just drips out, because in the beginning of the bloodletting, just little drops come out. Kod mishyasko kaleach, before it really flows out. Vidam hashoseis besofa kos, and the blood that drips out at the end of that bloodletting. When the blood starts to stop and not to flow so much, ain chayovim alav. You're not chay for that. Varehu kedam ha'evarim. That is called more blood of the different body parts. In other words, not the life of force blood, but it's the limb blood.
So we break into the blood bank. It sounds like more.
Maybe that's the venal,
venous, yeah.
the venous blood that guess is in the limbs, yeah. So to speak.
That's right.
Shedam, what's the difference? Shedam hakiluach hudam shanefes yetzibay. The blood that flows like that—that's the blood that the soul is going out from. That's where the real life is. And when it talks about the iser of blood that has kares, it's talking at what? Because it's the blood that has life force in it. It's got that arterial, what do you call it?
Arterial,
where it's got the oxygen and all that stuff in the blood. That's more of a living blood as opposed to quote unquote the non-living blood. So that's where the living blood is situated as opposed to the other one. Okay, so that's how you will tell the difference. On the other hand, he calls a different kind of blood in Dalit. Dam hatamtsis. So your English calls it concentrated blood. Okay. But it means the other blood, blood that drips out, that other kind of blood. Vidam ha'evorim, and the blood of the limbs. For example, dam hatchol, the blood in the spleen. Vidam ha'kloyis, the blood in the kidneys. Vidam beitzim, the blood in the testicles. Vidama miskanis alev visha shchita. And I guess blood that enters the heart at the time of shchita. I guess that's a different kind of blood that's going into the heart at that time. Vidama nimsaba kaved, and the blood that's found in the liver. Ein chayimul having kares. You don't get kares for that kind of blood. I guess that's not that oxygenated blood. I guess maybe the blood that comes into the heart after is shechted, there's no oxygen in that anymore. I don't know. But still in all, even though you don't get kares for such blood, but any of these bloods, you get exias of that, like you get lashed. Because there's really two different categories of blood that there's lavim for. Shinemar, one of them says, vechol dom lo sochlu, any blood you can't drink. So it doesn't matter if it's oxygenated blood or non-oxygenated blood. You can't drink any blood. And that comes with a lav only. Only a lav and lashed. But if it's oxygenated blood, not only is there a lav of that, but it also comes with kare suomer. Because by there it says, ki nefesh habosor badom hi. Because the soul in the flesh is in the blood. That's soulful blood, as it were. And that's where it says you get kares. And ain't a chai of kares, el adam shanefes yotzeba. Only kares for blood that the life, the soul goes through it, and that's the oxygenated blood. So that's what he's making the difference over here. Oxygenated blood is one that is the dam hu hanefesh. It's the soulful blood. And that's the one that comes, it's a lav. You get lashed, and it'll come with kares. But regular blood that's non-oxygenated blood, would seem, is incorporated in the lava of any blood you shall not drink. And any blood you shall not drink has a regular lava without kares for that. So he's going to go in detail in Halacha Zion and Mirz Hashem tomorrow. We'll tell us all about the liver blood.
Oh, if you don't salt the meat, that would be not kares, right? That would be more.
But not for liver.
Okay, well, if you're going to salt the meat, you're getting rid of the blood.
I mean, if you don't, by mistake.
Okay, so we have to wait for this. That's going to be tomorrow's discussion, because we have to discuss what kind of blood. Not all blood is still going to be usher yet. We'll see.
The fact that they mentioned liver in this list, we're still talking about its hepatah.
Yeah, we'll see. There's blood that gathers there, and then we're going to discuss how you get rid of that blood. There's ways to remove.
The reason that liver has a label on this is because they don't...
Because it's full of blood. It's the only organ that's completely blood. So you really can't get the blood out of there. So how can you eat it? That's going to be the discussion for tomorrow. Okay. All right. What?